If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, I sometimes do story homilies, and I may focus on talking about that in another series of programs here on WROL and the Catholic Audio Media podcast. But what I wanted to do for the first Sunday of Advent was to do a story homily. I hadn't done one in a while, and so I thought I would. Remember, the gospel is about Jesus saying, watch and be ready. So taking that as the idea of the gospel, I put together this story homily. So let's switch over to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, and hear the way this went. Now, just so you know, one of the ways I write a lot of dialogue, and more dialogue than description. And they used to say, and certainly I'm not in his caliber by any stretch of the imagination, and stretch of the imagination is the proper word, I'm not in the caliber of Earl Stanley Gardner, but they used to say that his books, his Perry Mason books, were very similar to a radio play or a play. And I can write like that too, as far as the style, certainly not the quality. So I'm going to see how that comes out. We'll see how the story homily goes, and we'll see how, if you're able to discern the characters. And in the meantime, let us switch over to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, to hear the homily. Chris Thompson loved the ocean smell at the harbor, that salty air as the lobster boats and other fishing vessels come in to drop their latest catch. Chris waited with anticipation for a ship, although somewhat concerned that it seemed maybe to be late. However, it should arrive. "Are you waiting for the ship?" Pat Johnson arrived and sat down on a bench on the side of the pier facing Chris. Dressed in a ripped sweatshirt, dirty white sneakers, and blue jeans that had a ripped knee, Pat stood and smelled the fresh air. "Oh, I love the ocean and the coast, but I love the mountains. They are my family." Chris smiled. It was one of those polite smiles that, like those who don't like to show how much they disagree, especially when, for example, they're talking to the CEO. "When did you get the call?" Pat asked. "Yesterday. I was driving down the expressway when my phone rang. They told me if I was ready to be here at 12. "It's only 11 now," said Pat. "You're early." Pat didn't wear a watch. He just looked to the sun. "I know, but I did not want to miss the boat, literally and figuratively." Chris turned away to look more towards the horizon and into the harbor. "Strange the boat is not here yet. Every cruise I took, I ensured the family was always ready the night before. The ships would arrive at 6 a.m., even though boarding would be mid-afternoon." Chris looked out to sea as if Pat was on the other end of a phone call. "What were you doing when you got the call?" Pat asked. "I was driving, I already told you." Chris was impatient with the lack of boat and the questions from Pat. I know, but where were you going? Let me guess, some kind of business meeting?" "Of course." "Last week at this time," said Pat, "I was climbing a mountain, just finished asking for food in the valley at the traffic stop." "Oh, you're one of those guys that hold up traffic," said Chris. "Yeah, but that is how I made my living." "What about a job?" "I like to live in God's wilderness and did so since I was a teenager." "And your parents allowed it," said Chris. "I would have kicked you out of the house." "They had no choice," said Pat. "What? Did you tell them what to do? Are you one of those?" "No, Not really, said Pat. I never knew my father, and my mother died when I was 15. From then on, nature was my parents. I lived mostly in New Mexico and California. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, don't be. I would not be here if things were different, said Pat. Well, I did everything I was supposed to and more, and I have all the records and receipts to show them, said Chris, along with everything I need for the trip. I collected it throughout my life just for this moment. Pat held up his hands. I got everything I own right now. You have nothing. Chris glanced over Pat from bottom to top. Are you going to just live off of others' generosity on the ship? I have nothing to give you. Trust me, said Pat. I have all I need. You have nothing, nothing at all, except the clothes on your back, and they don't even seem washed, said Chris. They're not, Pat responded. That's disgusting. Is it? How can you be like that? I did everything by the book, and I'm ready, said Chris. Well, if you're so ready, where is the ship waiting for you? It's coming, Chris said. It might be late. Or, Pat began, it is not coming at all. You might be too early. I am here even before they told me. I was ready all along. Or, said Pat, you may have more preparation to do. How can you tell me I have more preparation to do when you have nothing and I have plenty? Pat just looked and smiled. Chris began. You know what I mean. I have what I need and nothing more. You have more than you need. Looks like about 3 suitcases more, and I'm sure you brought lots of money. Of course I did. I rely on nothing. I am ready now. Pat smiled again. The ship is going to be late. Oh, I can wait another hour or more. That is fine, said Chris. No, Pat responded. It's going to be extremely late. It's easier to say it's not coming. How can you say that? I got the call. Did you? Yes, they said if you are ready, the ship will be here at noon. I was so ready, I arrived early, but I am ready. The ship is not here because you are not ready. How do you know? I don't even know you. I know the ship. If you were ready, it would be here, but you have much more to learn. Like what? I cannot tell you. That would be cheating. You have to figure it out for yourself. And when you do and return here, you will not be the same. You will be ready. And the ship will arrive. Well, that means you're not ready either, because the ship has yet to arrive. Pat shook his head. I'm the ticket agent. I know you are not ready. Listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Hey, I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock Mass every Sunday. So if you were in the market, so to speak, for a church to call home, and you weren't sure how to go about to experience one, this standing invitation allows you to do just that. Now, there is a misconception about Catholic churches only wanting your money. You know, that kind of sarcastic thing people will say. That's not true. In fact, I want to demonstrate the exact opposite. When the collection basket comes around, all you have to do is write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that in the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to experience a Sunday Mass, which is our chanted Mass, by the way, at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, then come on down. St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134, conveniently located just a stone's throw away from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. I just like to remind you, obviously, don't be throwing stones into Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike trying to find St. Anthony Parish in Alston. There's an expression I use. There is a place nearby that has a history of not liking Catholics. I'm not going to say the name, not going to name the place at all, but it's only, as I like to say, a stone's throw away, and if you want, I'll throw the stone. But don't do that for Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Well, anyway, we are here. You just heard a story homily. And really the way they're designed, as you heard me say at the beginning, is now to kind of discuss it, kind of think about it, discuss it, and look at it in light of Jesus' call for us to be watchful and ready. And maybe, you know, you might want to talk about what is the scenario really about? Are they really talking about maybe being just on a standard pier waiting for a ship? Or is that an allegory for something else? And, you know, why is there a great difference between the two? If you look at the gospel reading for the second Sunday of Advent, which if you're listening to this on the radio was yesterday, you may see a connection between who is in that reading, the gospel reading, and Pat, who is the one who had nothing except what he was wearing on his back. Kind of think about that. Anyway, we will be back tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you then.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com.
If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.